It's now time for a very, stop me if you've heard this one before, post-apocalyptic edition of Game Pass or Pass, the podcast where we play games on Microsoft's Game Pass service to tell you which games to pass into a friend, and which game to like whip out that map, mark some places on it, and then just like go back and forth between places. That's the episode. That's Adam Fall. Thank you for listening. Bash is not even here. I didn't even invite him.
Again? It won't be the first time you invite me.
Yeah. It's happened one time. Get over it.
This is interesting. I won't actually, but cool. I'm glad we're talking about it now on air.
Now we're airing our dirty laundry out. This is Game Pass or Pass. We're here to talk about Adam Fall. I am Corey. I'm joined by the man who's still salty, Basher.
Good day, sirs.
It was one game, man.
I mean, with many more ahead. Like, what game was it? Was it Final Fantasy?
Crash
game?
Team Racing.
Oh, never mind.
Suddenly he's not upset. We're not here to talk about Crash Team Racing. We're here to talk about Adam Fall. In case you didn't know what that is, or if you have played it and you want to let us know what you thought about it, 574-651-9256. Let's talk about the details of Adam Fall. This might be like the quickest we've ever gotten to a game before. Let's see here. I don't have the app up, so we're just going to fill this air with me talking about opening up the app. Of course, it's got an update too right now. Okay, first off, updates. Let's talk about them. How do you feel about updates?
I mean, I love a good update, you know? Like, I will never read the notes of an update, but if I get like a beefy update, I'm like, yeah, you guys did a thing. I like that. Like, keep doing your things.
Exactly. There's a hotfix today for Oblivion that gave a 16 frame per second average uplift and a hotfix. That's what are we doing? Adam Fall, a survival action game inspired by real life events. And Adam Fall is set 5 years after the Windscale nuclear disaster in Northern England. Explore the fictional quarantine zone, scavenge, craft, barter, fight, and talk your way through a British countryside setting filled with bizarre characters, mysticism, cults, and rogue government agencies. From Rebellion, the studio behind Sniper Elite and Zombie Army, Adam Fall will challenge you to solve the dark mystery of what really happened. Player-driven mastery, unravel a tapestry of interwoven narratives through exploration, conversation, investigation, and combat. Sounds like a album title. Where every choice of yours has consequences. Adam Fall is available on PC, Xbox Series X and S, and Xbox One. One of those few games that actually has true Dolby Atmos and DTS X support, so if you're one of those people that have the fancy surround sound, you're good there. Xbox Play Anywhere, so you can play on any of your consoles, and your save will carry. What'd you play on PC, Xbox? What you got?
I play on PC.
Yeah, it seems to be where we're just kind of living these days. Although the current game I'm playing on both, so it's interesting. Let's see here. What else did I forget? We got a how long to beat. Main story of 10 hours, main an extra 16 hours, and a completionist of 25 hours. Adam Fall. Let's talk about it.
So, this seemed like another one of these RPGs that was kind of going to be a Skyrim-like. I think that's what the kids are calling them now. But honestly, when I saw the little preview, I thought it was more of a Fallout-like. But even then, that was a bit off-center. Adam Fall really is a much smaller, more condensed experience. It feels like it was made by like essentially a much smaller team. Well, I mean, every team is much smaller compared to Bethesda, but this seems very much like a team's kind of love letter, if you will, to the genre. And I really liked immediately the setting that it gave, and also the way you go about moving in the world. And I don't mean physically moving, but I mean just how you navigate the world, the quest, and just your locations.
Yeah, this is one that like I had sort of kept my eye on it, but I wasn't like jumping at it. I'm not a huge fan of the Sniper Elite and the Zombie Army games. Like, they're fun games, but they're far more just like, I don't say in your face, but they are games through and through, if that makes sense. Like, they don't have like super deep narratives. They're not about like crafting a tale and you're going to go on this epic adventure. Like, they're video games, and they're derived from like you said, Fallout and an older sort of, I don't say pen and paper, but it's not Final Fantasy, you know, like even Fallout and like Skyrim have more depth in the terms of like story development and just sort of like world building, at least in my opinion, than most of their games. So this was one where it looked like they were trying something new. I mean, those guys have been basically making Zombie Army and Sniper Elite for like the past like 6 years, 7 years, maybe even longer. Closer to like 10 years. So, okay. So them kind of branching out, I was interested, but my biggest thing was when I saw the trailers was it looked like a post-apocalyptic game that had color. And I know that sounds...
It's not brown. Know, yeah.
Right, exactly. But like, it looked like it had interesting places to go and interesting places to see. So that's kind of what I was hoping for. But what I will say is I do know it was... They toned it back a little bit, but they were definitely talking about like this is a survival game, and those games usually don't click for me. So that's kind of why I was like lukewarm on like hopping into it. But yeah, like you said, it's a Fallout-ish game, but it also doesn't really feel or play like a Fallout game at all.
No, right. And I mean, I want to say that up front, because that doesn't mean if you like Fallout, you wouldn't like this, because hearing that it's a I might say
that's not true, but go for it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's a one-to-one is what I mean. Like, if you like Fallout, you might like this. If you don't like Fallout, I'm not going to say you don't like this. The survival aspect of it is... It doesn't come in a sense of like we were talking offline, like a Don't Starve or a Valheim or one of those things. It's more of a... Honestly, it felt more like those old Resident Evil games where,
yeah,
you got a gun, but you got four bullets. What you gonna do with it? Like, because you have there's an army outside type of thing. So when the survival aspect, I don't want to turn people off of that, because if I hear that in a game, I'm kind of on the fence already, if not completely off the fence. I don't love a survival game, but the survival aspect of this game does not come from like a hunger meter or thirst meter. It really comes from just
resources.
Yeah, like how many bullets you have, what can you craft, how many bandages can you carry at a time, because your inventory is only probably like 8 to 12 slots long. So like, yeah, there's a sort of a magical box you could put your stuff into, but for the most part, when you're out there on your own, you got 12 slots you got to manage, and it can get really challenging.
Yeah, and so I'm with you, and like survival games are not my thing. Like when people play Fallout, like I play a survival mode, I'm like, why would you do that? Hunger, like, you know, not Avowed. What the heck was the name of that game? The Obsidian game with all the giant bugs. What the heck's the name of that game?
What are you talking about?
Oh my god, what's it called? It's got the giant ants, and then no, it's like the, oh my god, it's gonna drive me nuts. You know what game I'm talking about, internet?
Obsidian?
Yeah, Obsidian made it. It's a Microsoft game. It's on everything now. Oh, my Lanta. It's going to drive me nuts.
It sounds so obvious. Why can't I remember?
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids. Like, everyone's tiny.
Oh, that one.
What's it called? Dang it. Are we on radios here? Over. someone's like, scream. Grounded. Grounded.
Oh, that's, yeah. What there called. We go.
Grounded.
I forgot Obsidian made that game. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's that is more survival than this game.
Absolutely.
And I think a lot of people would call Grounded like a survival light kind of thing. So again, they sort of walked back from it. So I was sort of apprehensive, but really what this game's doing some unique things in that there's no, the setup is basically you wake up and there's a dude and he's just like, oh my god, I'm hurt, like help me. So it you make a bandage and you can either choose to help him or not. And that's it. Like, that is the entire intro of the game. It doesn't really tell you what's going on. It doesn't really give you any indication other than like something went wrong.
I'm telling you right now, figure it out. I was hooked from that second. And that was the first minute of the game. Because, and here's why, because whenever I play a game like this, and it happened with the last game that we played of Valve, whenever I play a game like this, I immediately try to sort of break it, or rather I try to see if the game recognizes me as a living, breathing thing inside of its own universe, you know? So at first I chose to help the scientist. And of course he's like, well, I'm going to die anyway. I'm not an important character. So on your way. But also I'm like, okay, let me bring that back. Let me reload that save. I decided not to help him and just keep going on. He's like, of course you did. I mean, like, that's kind of where we live in. I'm like, okay, all right. So that's the choice. And then I'm like, let me do it one more time. So I reload the save and I just punch him to death. and then I just take the thing off his dead body. I'm like, oh, so like this game actually thought about the player existing in the world and like being just a complete nuisance or chaotic evil, and it's still progressing. And I will say that aspect of the game carries throughout so far for me. I've unlocked the four zones, and I have to say, each and every time, no matter how important a character seems, you can just kind of progress however you want to. If you want to help out a character because he belongs to a faction that will help you into a certain area, you can go about it that way, or you can just shoot him, all of his guards, hope you make it out alive, and then take his key card or relevant information and continue along your way. Like, I like when the game gives player real choice, real agency, and they also realize that the player is a complete douchebag. You know, like, they had this kind of thing in old Bethesda games, for example. Since then, they removed that, like, especially like in a Starfield, like, you can't kill any important character. But if Adam Fall, they just kind of like, this world's a mess, and so are you. Have fun.
Yeah, it's a double-edged sword, because like, there's definitely merit to that system of just like, you can kind of do whatever, because there's a throughput to this game that isn't dependent on who lives or dies, you know, kind of thing. But that doesn't mean that you can't change the outcome. But are you really changing the outcome? You know, like, it's the story that, you know, we've talked about Mass Effect 1,000 times, like, your choices matter. It's like, sure. Sure. Like, they matter in my Choose Your Own Adventure book, but do they, quote, matter? That's where, you know, it gets kind of tricky. And this is sort of like that, but also the antithesis of, like, your choices don't really matter, but you can do whatever you want. Where Mass Effect's like, your choices matter, but you can't just walk up and kill anybody. You know, like, so if you could kill anybody in Mass Effect, that major quest just wouldn't be completed. And in Adam Fall, it's like, no, if you just kill this guy, you don't get the quest. You don't get the quest.
Right. Exactly.
Done.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Like, it's, that's it. And so it's an interesting setup. And the other aspect of it is that since they don't give you anything, like, they give you clues essentially, and you pull out your map and it's very Breath of the Wild. And it's like, hey, I found this thing and it told me to go here, and I have to pull up my map and I have to mark it on my map and I have to go there, kind of thing. And that's a lot of how the story, I don't even say the story is told, but that's sort of the other hook of it is, yes, there are other characters that you meet and you will have conversations and make choices and decide if you want to be a jerk or you want to be a law abiding citizen, you know, all that stuff. But a lot of it is also, it's like, you don't have to do any of that. You can just wander around, find clues and see what you can get into and what, and get up to something.
It really feels like, to me, like a, almost like a D&D campaign, where like there's a dungeon master who's just kind of like, because the very first, like, to your point, the very first and only instructions you have essentially are, because when you get out of your Fallout bunker, there's this old school telephone booth, and the telephone's ringing. You go to pick it up, and it's just kind of like, find the interchange, and you're like, what's that? Hangs up the phone. It's like, and that's all you got to do. How you find the interchange and what you do from there is completely up to you. And again, to your point, the end result might be the same for you and I, but how we get there are going to be completely and utterly different. I feel like that hook really, really got me so far.
Yeah. So that was like the first 5 to 6 hours for me. And I'm not going to make a left turn on this game, but I was far more impressed with it when I started out than where I ended. And I'll tell you why. So one, and this is, and I'm curious how you feel. I don't really like playing this game. I don't like the way it feels. Does that make sense? Like, it's Fallout 3 and 4 aren't great playing games, but I still had a better time with them. This game is like in between. It wants to be Call of Duty, but it also wants to be Fallout. And so it just doesn't feel great to me, but I was still playing it. Does that make sense?
I mean, it does make sense. And of course I respect the opinion, but I do respectfully disagree. I like the gunplay. I like the arrow play especially. But it's definitely one of those games where the combat is secondary, and I don't mean that to kind of get off the hook, but rather there's literal encounters where you just don't want to fight anything, you know?
But you don't want to fight it because it's not fun.
I don't want to fight it because I don't have the bullets to. If you gave me an automatic machine gun, I would do this all day. But if you gave me magic, I would just freeze them and burn them and do all the things.
Sure. For me, it's the stealth. Like, I can't tell if the game wants me to be stealthy or not. And like, I'm having trouble finding that middle ground of like, is this a survival game or is this Assassin's Creed? And maybe it's just like my brain has been morphed by the modern version of what video games are. But it's, it's one note. I think the best way to say it, it's extremely one note. And like you said, it's not the focus of the game. The focus of the game is the exploration. And anytime it came time to like fight, it wasn't like oh my God, I don't want to do this because I don't want to go through all my resources. Like that happens sometimes, but most of the time it was like, I just don't want to deal with this. Like I do not want to deal with this at all. And that was, it's weird because like there's like robots and there's other enemies. And anytime you come across because you can come across like literal, like, I don't want to say armies, but what's the word I want to say? Like gangs, whatever you want to call them.
Yeah, like a small militia, whatever.
Yeah, like if it was like one or two people, I was like, okay, cool. But if it was like one of those militias, I was like, no, like this isn't, I'm not doing this. And I just walk away.
But
I'd go the other way.
I mean, you're not wrong, but like, or rather, and that's kind of the correct choice. I mean, like, again, that's one of the things I like about the game as well is it's not as AAA by the book as Avowed is, where like they drop you in the world and you're this person and you are magically the greatest thing God has ever created, and you are great at everything and everything, and you could take on anyone and anything at any time. It's like, no, you're just a dude, and you will get shot to death. Like, and that's kind of it. Like, it's like when you see a militia of four people, maybe it's just me, but I do get into the role playing aspect of it where I'm just like, I'm just a dude with six bullets. I don't want, like, even if I have enough bullets, I don't feel comfortable. And this might be to your point, I don't feel comfortable with the controller, maybe the controls, maybe to where I can pull off all like six quick succession headshots, Call of Duty style. So I'm just going to let them walk by and hope they don't see me. And that's kind of how I've played. That's kind of how I play the game. And also, I think you're exactly right with the stealth. I think the stealth is lackluster to say the least. I mean, like it's not just this game. It's any game where crouching in waist high grass is equals stealth. Stealth in this game does not get playable until you actually level it up and upgrade it. Until then, like,
and that's the other part is I don't love the skill tree. Like it's like a weird, when I started the game, it was like, okay, like I am not a superhero. I'm still not a superhero with the skill tree, but it's like it almost wants me to be a superhero. But I'm not. Like, it's, I can't quite put my finger on what I don't love about it, but there's just some, I'm just, you know, we talk about skill trees a lot. It's like, I need to feel different from where I started and where I ended, but that would almost defeat the purpose of this game. Like if you became a superhero, or even if you became a whatever, it's like, I kind of wish the skill tree wasn't here.
Right.
Like, and that's, it is tough though too, because you can all, like, this game is, I don't say smart in that But like, it also has difficulty settings that are, that vastly change how you play. Like, you can make it as hardcore as you want to where it's like, I don't ever want to encounter anybody under any circumstance because I just want to live, versus like, eh, whatever, shot this guy, died. Okay, I'll just load up my save and I just won't go that way. I'll just go a different way. You know, like, it could be whatever you want it to be. But it almost seems like that they didn't figure that out when they were making it. And it doesn't break the game by any means, but like, I liked it less as time went on.
I wouldn't agree with it that far to where the point where they didn't know what it felt like what they wanted to be, because I feel like their recommended settings fit really well with me. But as you said before about people who play Fallout on survival mode, I was like, why would you do this? Like, I felt the same way when I played this on a hard difficulty. I'm like, this is just like almost unplayable now.
Right.
So like so I don't think the difficulty settings or the global difficulty settings are very balanced, but you can balance this, you can modify difficulty to the extreme minutiae, to the point where you can say whether or not your map has icons on it or not, you know, or waypoints rather. So like, depending on how much difficulty or not you're having with this game, like, you can really just kind of make your own experience.
Yeah, and that's, yeah, maybe me saying like they didn't know, maybe that's a little too far. I guess it's more like, because the skill tree is like firearm stability and then like,
don't care,
make less noise, don't care. Like, don't, yeah, right. And I think there was some that's like disarm certain traps and stuff like that, and it's like, okay,
like,
I guess, but like, but none of the movement stuff, like, I don't say it made, because it makes a difference, but it I don't know. I don't know the word I want to use here.
No, I'm with you on that. I think I like the way that you get and level up the skills, because you have to get these books or scientists left syringes that upgrade your mental capacity, whatever. I like that idea, but to lean into more your side of things, I would have preferred it to where, like, for example, I have no stealth at all, and then I find the book to learn how to stealth, and now I'm a really good stealther. Like, you know, like, instead of, like, being, like, incrementally good at stealth in the beginning, then incrementally better an hour later. Like,
right.
What's the point of that? Like, no, to that point, I completely agree. Like, the skills are, they don't really change the game enough.
Yeah, it seems like it's because it's 2025 and everything's an RPG.
Exactly.
It's like, yeah, got to put some skills in here. And then again, it does not break the game by any means, but it's just one of those things to where they do draw attention to it, and because they draw attention to it, I'm like, okay, like, I need to look at this, and I'm like, okay, I'm gonna do this, you know. I'm a notorious, just like, if a skill tree does not click with me, it can even still be a good skill tree, I'm just like, eh, not loving it. But this is not one of those instances I'm like, this just doesn't feel like it belongs in some cases. It doesn't break the game by any means, but it was something that just stuck out to me. And then, so I think the other big thing with this game is lack of fast travel. And I'm curious how you feel about that.
The only time I really thought about it to a point where I didn't like it was when I was in some sort of like a dungeon or something like that. Not dungeon, but like, their idea of a dungeon.
Underground or something.
Yeah. At that point, I'm just like, okay, I got to the end. Just give me a teleport so I can get me back to the beginning. When I'm going through different zones or whatever, that's fine. I don't mind walking through there because part of the game, because part of the process is avoiding the people outside. I mean, that's kind of the point of the game, almost. Not point of the game, but part of the gameplay. So I didn't mind it on the outside, but like, whenever I'm finished doing a dungeon, and again, this might just be me, just like you said earlier, just being spoiled by game mechanics of 2025, but yeah, just, I'm done here. It's fast traveling back to the beginning.
And that's, yeah, like, as someone who's currently playing Oblivion, as that's out, you know, the number one thing that Skyrim did that improved on Oblivion was like, it's a circle. Every dungeon you go into is like, oh, by the way, there's a hidden wall here.
Yep, exactly.
Like, and, yep. And you didn't know about it, but here you go. Yep. And you're, it's like, oh, thank God. And Oblivion does not have that. It's like, you're going to walk all the way through and you're going to walk all the way back. And it's like, God, why? At least there's a sprint button now. So like, it's very much, it's not that dire, but there's definitely times where it's like, you are going to backtrack. Like, you're going to backtrack.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it might be frequently depending on it, you know, depending on what you find and where you go and how you want to go about it, you could end up kind of walking back and forth, you know, and it's, that happened to me a little bit.
It might happen to some people a lot. Cause like,
this, right. This, like, it very well could. Yeah.
Well, cause when you set the time to complete, like I was thinking that made me remember, cause that I know two people playing this game as well. And we all have similar times. Well, when we're playing, we all have similar times in it. And we're all at different points in the game. And not by, like, a little bit either. Like, someone who's played an hour less than me is close to where I am. And it's like, or someone who's played 45 minutes more than me is way ahead of where I am. And it's all because of, like, how they set the game up. And I don't want to tell anyone how to play the game, because that's kind of, again, like, they thought about how you should play this game and you should go in as blind as possible. All I would say is, if you're one of those people that have to check every nook and cranny, it's going to take you a lot longer than someone else to complete the game.
And I think that's, like, I've transcended. I have become that person that, like, I used to be like, I need to check every nook and cranny. Like, I have to be. And it's, what I've discovered about me is, like, there's still some games I'll do that in, but it really depends on how it's set up. And I think this is a game, like, I don't think it rewards you for doing that. Like, I don't think there's a great reason to check out everything. You could argue, like, but it also depends, again, like, how you're playing it in terms of, because you might find some resources, but most of the time you're not going to. So, like you're going to spend a lot of time looking in corners and you might find something. But again, if you're playing on the easier difficulty, you might find more. But typically what it seems like is that survivability, quote, whatever you want, you know, difficulty is like, when you do find something, you will find more or less of it. It's not that there's going to be like, oh, there's more places to find or more things to find. It's simply the number of stuff that you find goes up. And I don't know that I really ever found, like, spending time, you know, doing the Fallout thing of like, I'm going to go check this corner, I'm going to check this corner, I'm going to check this corner. I don't know that I really was ever rewarded for that. And that might just be me getting old and just being like, I don't, why? Like, why are we doing this? Like, but I'm not going to find like the super weapon back here. That's like, oh man, there's a double barrel shotgun back here that I never found. Like, no, it's just like, oh, I found a rag.
I'm right there with you, man. I think it's a byproduct of just being old and not having the time and also just being from the era of like, when I did break down a wall, you're right. There was a super sword there. There was a super shotgun there. There was a rocket launcher there. Now it's like, I mean, like,
a bandage.
I mean, like, I'll go all the way back to Breath of the Wild. It's like, you can go there, and then do what? I don't care. Like,
I can I can find this sword that's gonna break.
Right, exactly. like, Adam Fall isn't nearly as bad as Breath of the Wild. I mean, mostly because it's not nearly as big. But
right, and that's the secret of this game.
I was about to say.
It does not overstay its welcome. Like, you can 100%, and now there are no spoilers or anything like that. I will say I do have a major problem with the ending of this game. I'm not going to say what it is, but like, it's not enough to me to be like, absolutely not, but I was pretty annoyed with it. I'm not going to lie. But what I'll say is that it does not overstay its welcome, and like a game, you know, like a Skyrim or any Ubisoft game, you know, Assassin's Creed, it's just like, you want to get to the end mainline 40 hours minimum.
Yeah, easily.
Minimum.
Like, yeah, yeah.
Like, if you do absolutely nothing else, you'll get through.
It's
like, nobody plays that. You're going to put a minimum of 60 to probably 70 hours in that game. Adam Fall, max 25 hours. That's if you're doing everything. 12, 13 hours in and out. You know, like you can, and that's refreshing. And I think we've had this conversation many times. Like, it seems like developers and probably publishers are getting it of like, we don't need to make games 1,000 hours long anymore. And people will still pay us money.
Like, yeah, basically.
Like, and that's right. And I'm like, yes, Please, thank you. And Adam Fall is a perfect example of that, of just like, you know what, the super wasn't clicking with me. Like, it was fine for me, but not great. I could see why some people would absolutely love it, but I was still able to finish it, and I didn't, like, those last, like, 30% of the game wasn't another 20 hours, and they're right. Just like, oh my God, yeah. Let me get through this. Yeah. It was like, I'm kind of good on this game. Let me just get to the end. And in a couple hours I was there, you know? And it's like, okay, cool. I'm in, I'm out, I'm done. You know? And like, that's great. We need more of that, please.
Yeah. I mean, you're absolutely right. I mean, I feel like they thought about that. When they said we're going to make four zones, make them dense zones where each one has a good amount of side quests, a good amount of talkable NPCs, so on and so forth. But if you ever just want to just say, screw it, I'm done, you can just beeline to the end and you will be done. I mean, like, that is something that is, you're right, like I said, super helpful. I mean, it's the reason why, like, as we said before, like, we were talking before, like, you're playing through Oblivion right now, the Oblivion remake right now, or remaster. Wait, is it remake or remaster? I keep forgetting.
It's a remaster, but they should have really called it remake. I don't know why they didn't. Anyways.
but that's why I was saying, like, talking about before, like, I'm probably not going to play that game because I put 600 hours to that game already, like, years ago. Right. I respect it. I'm happy it's out. I'm glad everyone's enjoying it. I'm not going to play it again. Go ahead.
Because we put 600 hours into it, that's why I'm playing it. I'm not going to put 600 hours into it again, but it's like, I put 600 hours in this game. I want to see what they've done to it. That is it. Like, I'm not playing Oblivion because, like, oh my God, it's so deep and just amazing. No, it's because I spent 600 hours wandering around in that game. I want to go to the places that I found, and I want to put 20 hours in this game max and be done with it. Like,
exactly.
I do not need 600 hours again. Yeah.
That's where I'm at. If I could just beeline that thing and just call it a day, like, I would consider it. But at this point, it's like, I'm not putting another 400 hours into this game, man. It's like, so that's why when something like Adam Fall comes out and it is short and sweet, and also it's still good. Like, because a lot of times, like, when a game is this small, like, it's stripped bare of things that actually make it good and enjoyable, whereas like Adam Fall, the mystery is very basic. You know, you're a guy who doesn't remember who he is, so you just need to go find the thing. You find the thing, you go do the thing, you're done. That's the right. Overall arching goal. Anything other than that is on your own time. And
yeah,
you know what? So far, so good.
And from a performance standpoint, it's good. It's unfortunately, like, this is a slight, but I don't mean it that way, but I also kind of do. It's like, this game is good to me, not great. You know, it's not going to blow your mind visually. It's not going to blow your mind mechanics wise, but it's still fun. Like, I had some fun with it. I had a good time with it. That could be a slight though, too, because it also does not go into any single thing super hard. It's not the best survival game. It's not the best shooter. It's not the best open world, and it's not this, but it takes all of those things, puts a little bit of a spin on it here and there. Definitely not the best RPG, but you can still have fun with it. And that's kind of where I landed with it. I was like, I had fun with this game. I like it, but I'm not blown away by any means.
Yeah, I hope they continue with this game and or series or this this genre, because if they build on this, what they have right now, and lean into what they did best, which is the their gameplay of how quests are done, how you figure out where quests are, how you move around the map, how you figure things out. If they just lean into those aspects really hard, I feel like they can have something really special. So, like, I look forward to their next game. Actually, at this point.
Yeah, I think that this could be the bones of something really good. And like I said, it trusts the player in a lot of ways that some games don't. And the biggest one is like, hey, we're going to give you the clues and you need to figure it out, kind of thing. But what's also brilliant of that is, like, even if, let's say, you don't figure it out, like you get a clue and you just don't figure it out, chances are if you just walk around, you'll stumble into it anyway. There'll be certain things, like, because you can, like, find, you know, there's a metal detector and, like, you know, there's, like, certain stuff that you won't find. But the major plot points of the game is, if you're just exploring, you're going to find them. And that's that's kind of the magic. Like I said, that you talked about Breath of the Wild, and it's like Breath of the Wild had that magic of like, you see that place, you can go there. And one out of every 10 times you found something really cool. But those other 9 times it was like,
like that stupid Deku Nut or whatever that collectible was.
And it's just, yeah. So it's not that though either. Like it's in a good way. It's not just like wasting your time. So that's, it respects your time for sure. And I think that's the best compliment, is it respects your time. So I think it's fair to say we're probably on the same page. Play it, check it out, have some fun with it. Even if it's not super for you, or you start playing it and you're like, you know, this is okay. Like I'm going to have some fun with it. You're probably halfway done.
So honestly, yeah.
Yeah, like you're not gonna, it's not a commitment the way that most games are these days. So,
and I do like, and I just want to say, I do like that it came out after Avowed did, because I personally didn't like Avowed all that much. But at the same time, I respect for what it is. And I do like that this came out after, because now you have like two kind of RPGs and crowds of people who like RPGs who can like have their kind of fix.
Yeah, and that's, and as somebody, like, was Avowed our last episode? I don't remember. I think it was actually Balatro. But somebody who's played both of these this year, along with Oblivion, like, Avowed is definitely my favorite of those three right now. But I totally get why it doesn't, because Avowed was a gameplay forward game, and it had just enough of that, like, the narrative wasn't super amazing, and, like, your choices, quote, don't matter. There's not a lot of choice kind of thing. But I don't need that. That's not what I'm here for. Whereas Atom Fall is kind of, it's not the antithesis, but it's
almost,
it's not gameplay forward, but it's the same ideas, but just executed in a different way and in a different environment. So while it doesn't super click with me, anybody that's into like post-apocalyptic stuff might have a great time with this. You know, like I'm more into fantasy versus realism. And so somebody that's not into fantasy, they might hate Avowed, but they could love Atom Fall. So,
right.
Yeah. So, all right. Check it out. Play it. Have a good time with it. And we're going to talk about some other things. So next we're going to be doing a dual episode. Even though I'm white, I did play South of Midnight, and Basher, it did not, because he hates his own kind.
I didn't have to. I live this every day. So I think I could skip it.
So obviously, as somebody who is well-adversed in whatever,
What are your thoughts on black people now?
So I also saw Sinners, so clearly I'm
just black now. Okay, got it.
Right. Pretty much. That's south of it. Like between both of those, like me and Michael B. Jordan, we're gonna hang out later. So, we're gonna play actually, South of Midnight.
I'm actually very jealous. That guy seems kinda cool. Right.
So but you also played Rogue Trader, which I will not play. I tried. So we're gonna talk about those two games, and then the little game called Clair Obscur's Expedition 33 came out that we are definitely going to talk about as well. So that's all on the docket. And then probably by the time we get through all of that, we got Doom coming up. Doom is not too far away, which is, I keep kind of forgetting that's a game. I bought it because I'm stupid and I want the collector's edition. I want the statue. But that's coming out, and like there's some bangers coming out. And I've got a lot of thoughts about South of Midnight as well as Expedition 33. So,
oh great, he hates black people again.
Yeah, because of this game. I wonder how many. I'm curious how many black people are on that team. Actually,
come you know it's about 3 or 4 at the very most. Probably
so. And then we also played Crime Scene Cleaner to totally throw everything off, like a small indie game that. Has nothing to do with any of these things and is very much kind of one note and in the vein of something like a Power Wash Simulator. So there's a lot of stuff. Also, Towerborn is coming out, which we've been waiting for a long time. However, it's in early access. So I don't know how we're going to tackle that one, but we were super pumped on that game. That was probably the game of, God, was that 2 years ago or was it last year? Like, I think coming out of that one show, I think it was Expedition 33 and Towerborn. Like, out of everything that was shown, we're like, those two games looked dope. So I think those were at the same time, but that's coming out here on console. It's been out on PC for a little while. And then a game that you've actually been playing already, I think the rematch, is that what it's called?
Oh wait, that's coming on Game Pass.
I think it's in beta right now.
Guys,
when it comes out of
guys,
beta, it will be
guys,
on Game Pass.
Guys, so. Guys, sleeper hit of the year. It's going to be all over your feeds. Like, I'm telling you, Rematch is... It's the new Blitz. It's the new NBA Jam. It's the new... It's the NBA Streets. It's so ridiculously, unnecessarily good for all the just...
And that
Lizard Brain reasons.
Somebody else told me it's NFL Blitz in many ways. And I was like, yeah, you have my buddy. Attention. Yeah, like, you have buddy. My attention. So, because I'm the person where I didn't play NBA Live. I played Madden every now and then. But NFL Blitz, NHL Hits, MLB Slugfest,
that's what NBA this is, Jam. Man.
That was, those were my, quote, jam. And so, you have my attention on that one. So, a lot of good stuff coming out. And that's only the stuff we know about. So, obviously, they're going to announce other things, too. So
yeah, Fable's coming out this year, just so you guys know.
No. All right, that's going to do for this episode of Game Pass or Pass. We'll see you next time with one of those several games that I talked about.
Good day, sirs.